Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals. One was with the James River Figure Skating Club for a while and is now an alumni of the club. And we have a parent volunteer as well, Judy Jorgensen and Chelsea Huber joining us. And Judy and Chelsea, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk. Excited to talk about it. Judy and I talked about the Figure Skating Club last week, and now it's getting closer and closer. The 41st annual ice show is this weekend, which is what we're going to be talking about. Very excited. But Judy, you have an update on the medal count, which is always growing, it seems like, with the club.
It is. They just had, and it was only a couple of skaters that went to the Fergus Falls, because that is just from preliminary on down.
Okay.
And we increased our medal count to 10 fourth place, 25 third place, 34 second place, and 70 first place.
Goodness
medals.
Gracious. And that's just in five competitions. And again, 15, six competitions
six
now.
Competitions.
15 skaters, but not all skaters, as you said, go to each competition.
Right. So that gives you an idea of just how impressive these skaters are, how talented they are. They work very hard at the skills that they're learning.
They do.
And of course, we have, you know, many different levels. They're all at different levels, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of the beauty of skating is that everyone progresses through the levels at their own pace. The younger ones can start and the older ones can continue. It's just really nice. Great skills for your entire life.
Exactly. And if you're a big fan of ice skate, I love ice skating. It's one of my favorite things, figure skating, seeing just how beautiful they flow on the ice. And we get to see some of that talent right here in Jamestown, which is so fun.
Yes.
The 41st annual ice show is a great show for anybody who's interested in that. Or is interested in any kind of athletic sport, for that matter.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is such a gem for a town this size to have talent of this magnitude. I think sometimes people may not realize how impressive it really is. But, you know, Chelsea is just a great example, too, of how those skating skills that you learn. It isn't only about the skating. It's about your determination, your dedication, the ability to just stick with things and keep trying and not give up.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Judy Jorgensen, Chelsea Huber joining us on Let's Talk. Let's go to Chelsea because something special to the 41st annual ice show will be a kind of an alumni presentation, right? And Chelsea, you are an alumni of the Figure Skating Club.
Yeah. I skated with JRFSC for 12 years, and I competed for six of those.
Okay.
So this year we have, for the first year since I've been involved with the club, maybe the first year ever, we have an alumni skate. We have five alumni skaters that have come back to skate in a show again.
Okay.
And I am a student, and then we have two stay-at-home moms and one skater who is has just graduated college and is going to be working in forestry and conservation. And then we have Abby Drew is IRR, went to law school in Boston, and she practices here in Jamestown, and she is the
assistant
state city attorney, I believe. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's
right.
What it is. So what's amazing is you pointed this out kind of, Chelsea, all of those alumni of the Figure Skating Club are all in a different career, but they still kind of like maintain that. Do you guys practice still, or is that kind of a skill you always keep with you after you're done skating through competitions like that?
I skate fairly often myself. I know several of the other girls do as well.
Okay.
It was kind of amazing when we got on the ice for our first practice all together, even the girls who... I mean, some of them have kids, so they can't skate all the time.
Right.
Who don't get the chance to skate as often, we're still able to do quite a bit of the stuff that they could do when they graduated.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to kind of see what we could still do.
That's amazing. So did you guys, were you guys able to coordinate and get together and practice a little bit for the upcoming show?
Yep. Yeah. We've been talking and kind of discussing what we're going to do and what we're able to do for about a month and a half now. And we are doing our on-ice practice this week.
Awesome. It's super exciting. So it'll be a great chance for those who have maybe followed the ice skating club and followed them in what they've done in their competitions. It'll be a good chance to see some of those skaters who have now grown up, but still love to ice skate and figure skate. So that'll be part of the show. And Judy, there's a lot of different things that are a part of the show too, right?
Oh my goodness. Well, this year we have three seniors. We have Emma Bennett, Caitlin Maloney, and Hannah Jorgensen. You know, their solos are always very heart-touching, shall we say. They do tug on the heartstrings, and you might even shed a few tears, especially if you've watched them skate from a young age till now. The progression is just so impressive.
Yeah, it is. And you got the senior skaters, but something that's also a lot of fun for the crowd when they come is the little skaters, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they do steal the show.
Yeah.
They're so adorable, and they're so happy to be out there and just doing their numbers. You can tell how thrilled they are to be putting a show on for everyone.
It's really fun. It's so much fun. You guys need to check it out. The 41st Annual Ice Show kicks off this Friday, and there's four shows, one Friday, two Saturday and one Sunday, right?
Right. Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and again at 7 p.m., and our final show on Sunday afternoon at 2. And of course, as always, we have a little gift shop, an ice show boutique set up. We take up an entire corner. We have fresh flowers, we have balloons, candy bouquets, a variety of merchandise, and you can purchase it for your favorite skaters, and we have people that take it back to the locker rooms with your personalized message.
Oh, it's adorable. It really is, and it's a great fundraiser, too, because
it is
all volunteer organization.
Right. All the parents. It takes a small army to put on a show of this magnitude.
Yeah.
Many, many behind the hours scenes, and parents just give so freely of their time and help out. And we really appreciate that because we couldn't do it without those volunteer hours.
Definitely. Absolutely. So you'll get to see a lot of volunteer hours, a lot of practicing and a lot of hard work on the ice this weekend in Jamestown at the Wilson Arena. Tickets are available in advance only until Thursday, right?
Right. You can get them from your local skaters, and you can get them at Gifts from the Heart and Neighborhood Grocery. But only through Thursday. As of Friday, you got to get them at the door.
Yep. You'll miss out, and you'll save $2 if you get them in advance, which is great,
exactly.
Too. Judy or Chelsea, is there anything else you guys wanted to share about the figure skating club or about the upcoming show? Again, I really encourage anybody who's not been to the show before to really check it out. There's so much talent out there on the ice.
There is. And the theme this year, I don't think I mentioned it, was Magnificent Musicals.
Yes.
So you're going to recognize some of the music and probably sing along to a few songs.
I think I will, too. I got to hear a couple of the songs, just kind of a sneak peek, but I was tapping my feet and I had them stuck in my head for the rest of the day. But I'm very excited to check it out again at Wilson Arena Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I guess I should ask again one more time, was there anything else you guys wanted to mention?
Just it's a great opportunity for the community to see what we're doing up there on the ice all year. And like I said, some of my favorite songs are in the show, and it's a great opportunity for the girls and the little men to perform as well. And then we have the hockey partner skate as well.
I don't want to forget
that's
that.
That's always
a
treat. And we're so appreciative of those young men that volunteer their time and skate with our older girls.
Yes.
It's always nice to see.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I forgot about that. It's always nice to have the hockey team involvement in there, too.
Yeah.
With that.
Well, and this year, it's a little bit different. I think people are going to really enjoy it. And the costumes are fantastic.
I mean, that's a bonus. I mean, the costumes are always amazing. Coach Mark Vassarelli does a great job with the skaters. Judy and Chelsea, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. Again, check out the ice show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Wilson Arena in Jamestown.